If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I am hanging with you guys out in Seattle. Had an awesome event last night with Hillsdale College. I will talk about that some as the show progresses today. Larry Arn, Dr. Larry Arn, who is in charge of Hillsdale College, amazing guy, phenomenal event. Enjoyed meeting so many of you out there who are listening in the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. We got a lot to dive into today, and let's go ahead and give you a little bit of a runway of where we are headed. We've got a juror already dismissed from the Trump trial. We will give you the latest, potentially two jurors in danger of being replaced. It appears that one of the jurors may have lied about his interest in politics. Go figure. We will discuss that. Where are we headed as the day three of the Trump trial is underway right now in New York City? Google fired 28 employees. This is interesting. The NPR head is even crazier than you thought. Biden goes to a gas station in Pennsylvania and nobody cares. The Mayorkas impeachment, kind of a disaster. All of that and more coming your way. We'll take some of your calls as well. Buck is out with his wife, Carrie. They are out today and tomorrow. He'll be back with me on Monday. So I am solo here in Seattle today, hoping that my flight will be smooth and I'll be back in Nashville tomorrow to finish out the week with all of you. But let's go ahead and start here with the latest drama in the New York City case against Donald Trump. Yesterday, we walked through the seven jurors that had been seated so far and the information that was publicly available on those jurors. The second of those jurors, so-called juror number two, publicly identified in many different media outlets as a, let me read what yesterday we told you about her. Juror number two, we did not think this was likely to be a juror that was beneficial to Trump. A woman who is a native New Yorker, had been an oncology nurse for 15 years, spends her free time with family and friends and taking her dog to the park. She showed up in court today, said after sleeping on it, she did not think she could serve on the jury. We have audio of MSNBC reporting on that juror being removed from the trial. Here it is.
One of the jurors called up the court to inform them that she did not know whether she could actually be fair and impartial. She was asked to come to court this morning and went before the defense and went before the district attorney's office and answered questions about how she got to that conclusion. And she said, in part, that she got calls just yesterday alone from, quote, friends, colleagues, and family, quote, questioning my identity as a juror. She continued, I don't believe I can be fair and unbiased and let the outside influences not affect me in the courtroom. This hits at the heart of the difficulty for these jurors over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks. These are individuals who, they are anonymous, yet we and the sides have some details about who these individuals are, their neighborhoods, their occupation.
Okay, so we told you the seven jurors, public information that had been out there. Juror number two is out. There's also a report that juror number four, who we actually thought might have been favorable to Trump, born in Puerto Rico, said he had no hobbies because he worked too much, married with one daughter. There are reports now that he lied about not being politically active and may have been arrested at some point in time. I flagged this. This has still not been decided. They want him to come down and explain himself. Let me read what I read. Prosecutor said a person with the same name as juror number four, Puerto Rican man who said he found Trump, quote, fascinating and mysterious, had been arrested in the 1990s in Westchester. That's an area outside of New York City, high end, I would say, in general, for, quote, tearing down political advertisements. They said that they had found this because one of the district attorneys said the DA's team did research that possibly calls into question the veracity of the answers that juror number four gave. This is already turning into a bit of a cluster, and Judge Marchand is now mad at the media because the jurors are supposed to be anonymous. Listen to this, cut two.
She basically told the court that aspects of my identity have already been out there in the public. Yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone questioning my identity as a juror. That coming from our colleagues inside the courtroom watching this happen in real time. And essentially because of that, the judge sort of reminded everyone that this needs to be an anonymous jury, that members of the media and elsewhere really cannot get into very detailed things about descriptions of these people because of this reason.
Can't even describe who the jurors are now. And here is, now let's see, this is on CNN. Former federal prosecutor Ankush Kardori said Judge Marchand has been doing a poor job of jury selection so far. This is what they're talking about on CNN. Listen to cut three.
I think that this was frankly inevitable, given the amount of information that was coming out. This is not the fault of the media. It's the fault of the judge and the district attorney's office for not managing this process more intelligently. And evidently, you know, they're working through it today and they're going to, you know, impose some constraints around the process. But this is highly unfortunate. And I'm a little worried that it's not going to stop. And we're just going to have to take it one day at a time.
Look, you have got here. Let's just be honest. Remember how people wanted to put me in prison? I'm not arrested yet. Eric Swalwell, CNN, MSNBC, they have not come for me yet. They now are coming after Jesse Waters because he shared details about the seven jurors that were all public on his show last night. And now they're saying that he's jury tampering and they want him arrested too. Here's the reality. Everybody's already made up their mind in the entire country about this case. You would have to be Rip Van Winkle and gone to sleep for the last decade in order to be completely unbiased on this case. Everything that Stormy Daniels has alleged has been in the public domain for nearly a decade now. All of the Michael Cohen allegations, all of the Trump paid off the porn star Stormy Daniels, it's all been dissected, analyzed. Everybody has made up their mind about whether they care about this situation in the same way that they've made up their mind about Donald Trump in general. And in Manhattan, you've got an 87%, this area of Manhattan, 87% of all of these people voted against Donald Trump. So if you wanted to have this trial, first of all, trial is total joke. Shouldn't be happening. It's political propaganda. But if you wanted to have this trial, you should have it in a place that is actually representative of the American public. This is why I haven't really complained about South Florida. If you wanted to take this case to Miami, to Dade County, which is basically a 50-50 jurisdiction, probably a little bit more favoring Trump. Trump won in 2020, I think, Miami-Dade County. Crew can correct me if I'm wrong on that. I know Ron DeSantis won it, but it's close to 50-50. Then I would at least say, okay, this jury is representative of the larger American public. And you know what would happen? They would have a hung jury. Because several members of that jury would say, yeah, I don't believe this case should be brought. I don't think Trump committed a crime. And the case would never lead to a conviction. Instead, Alvin Bragg, who is a Democrat, who dreams of one day being the governor or the senator, is doing what the people of Manhattan want him to do. He's trying to convict Donald Trump of a felony and trying to make Donald Trump go to prison. All for political reasons. I have said, as a lawyer, looking at this case, I don't think there is enough time spent on how garbage it truly is. You're talking about a misdemeanor that is outside the statute of limitations that has been elevated to a felony based on another crime that is also outside the statute of limitations. I believe that purely from a legal perspective, remember the general rule is juries decide questions of fact, judges decide questions of law. I believe purely from a legal perspective, this case is going to be tossed. Might not happen for a year. Probably will take a decent amount of time for this to work its way through the appellate process. It is total and complete garbage. And frankly, anyone involved with this in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office should be ashamed. And if we actually wanted to punish someone for being involved in this, that wouldn't bother me. That is, the lawyers that are involved in this junk garbage case are actually the individuals who are an affront to lawyers everywhere. Instead, they get mad at people like me for saying what is clearly happening here. And you should never do this. You should never commit a crime. Let me be clear. I don't want any of you to ever jaywalk. I don't want any of you to ever go over the speed limit. I don't want any of you to ever round down the taxes that you owe to the United States government. I want all of you to be the greatest, most law-abiding people on the face of the planet. But you know who ain't doing that? Left-wingers. I think there are going to be a lot of people in this jury pool who lie because they want to get on the jury. And already, there's an allegation that juror number four might be a zealous political advocate who was arrested for ripping down political posters in the 1990s and somehow didn't disclose that to the jury, to the DA, to the defense attorneys, to everybody in the courtroom. Now, credit, they may have caught him. We'll see what happens with juror number four. But juror number two went to bed, woke up, and said, you know what? Yeah, this is, I can't be impartial. I actually give her credit for acknowledging it. No one can be impartial on this case. Everyone already knows all the details. You know how they tell you, hey, don't consume any media. Don't pay attention to what anybody else is saying. Yeah, they didn't tell them that a decade ago when this whole story started. All of this has been out publicly. Stormy Daniels did an interview with 60 Minutes. It's been on the front page of the New York Times, I bet, 40 times. It's impossible not to have made your mind up on this case already. Biden won Miami-Dade 53-46. Thanks for the crew looking that up. I think Trump will probably win Miami-Dade in 2024 against Biden, but if you told me, hey, that's the jury pool, it's basically representative of America, I would say, okay. And you know what would happen? This case would never lead to a conviction. It would get tossed. It would be a mistrial. About half the people on the jury would say, this is garbage. There's no way we're going to vote to convict. You've got a rigged jury. You got jurors lying to try to get on to the trial. This thing is already a kangaroo court, and we're 3 days in. We'll take some of your calls. By the way, all of you, I want to be the greatest, most law-abiding people in the history of mankind. make sure that we clip this, crew, so when Alvin Bragg arrests me for trying to interfere with the jury by pointing out that it's already incredibly tainted and there are already allegations that jurors who have been seated are lying to get seated, somehow you're not allowed to talk. That's jury tampering. The jury's already been tampered with. It's called the last 8 years. 800-282-2882. We'll continue to break this down because there's going to be more data. We may lose two of the seven jurors that were already seated. This thing is already falling into a complete and total cluster. We'll dive into that and more. But I want to tell you, as we roll on, maybe you're trying to save money, and I get it. Everybody out there trying to save money. My oldest son is going on out of town today. I'm going to miss him. I'm not going to see him until he gets back. But man, I love being able to send him messages. I just texted him right before the show started and said, man, I know you're going to have a great trip. And I did it from to his Pure Talk phone. I trust Pure Talk to keep me in touch with my family. And you should trust Pure Talk to keep you in touch with your family as well. For just $20 a month, you'll get an unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data, same quality service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. You can get hooked up, make the switch, and save an additional 50% off your first month. I trust Pure Talk to keep me in touch with my kids, with my family. You should choose a wireless company who shares our values and creates American jobs. Dial pound 250, say the keywords Clay and Buck, and make the switch today. That's pound 250, say the keywords Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Buck is out today and tomorrow. Be back with me on Monday. In the meantime, it's you, me, and hopefully millions of our friends out there. And we got a couple of news stories that we got to update you on that have happened. If you just happen to get in your car right now or you're just hanging out with us, two of the seven seated jurors have now been dismissed in the Donald Trump rig job trial in New York City. One juror woke up this morning, decided she could not be honest and impartial, and that she didn't think she was up for being on the jury. She has now been released from jury duty. Another juror was caught lying. Juror number four that we talked about yesterday, born in Puerto Rico, said that he was too hardworking to have crimes, to have hobbies, claimed that he did not have any strong political leanings or opinions surrounding Donald Trump. He has actually, it turned out, been caught as a liar. He was arrested in the 90s for political activism in Westchester County, which is a wealthy county outside of New York City. So he now is off the jury as well. So they have caught one juror lying. Another juror says she isn't up for the tumult of sitting on the trial. This is spiraling rapidly out of control. A lot of you are reacting out there to this insanity. And in the VIP mailbags, Lewis says, so they dismissed a juror guilty of the same infraction as the judge and prosecutors. Will they charge him with perjury? I think it's a really good question. I would think if you claim that you did not have strong political opinions, and it turns out you were arrested in the 90s for having strong political opinions, you probably should have disclosed that fact. I'm sure they ask the jurors whether they have ever been arrested. So this juror, I think, probably should be charged with perjury. He was trying to rig the election through this jury that is trying to rig the election too. Jeff writes, Clay, there's no way the juror's identity will be unknown unless they are 24/7 sequestered. There will always be people placing huge pressure on these jurors. That's why they need to postpone the trial until after the election. Trump's going nowhere. What's the harm? Why have 12 people, and this is my argument, this is Jeff writing in, why have 12 people effectively determine the election and not the 150 million citizen voters? Makes no sense to have this trial continue. Supreme Court needs to be petitioned to delay trial for the good of the country. Thanks, guys. Well, the challenge here is state court. And you would have to work through the entire state court apparatus before you were able to find the federal issue that should be in play in order for the Supreme Court to have any opinion here at all. I have said, and you can grab this, you can flag it, you can come back to it in a year, Supreme Court's going to overturn the entire basis upon which Alvin Bragg has brought these charges. He's elevated a misdemeanor to a felony based on a second crime that I don't believe is permissible under New York law. Not to mention the statute of limitations has already expired. And this is a clearly political-based prosecution. Remember, Alvin Bragg has lowered 52% of all felony charges in Manhattan to misdemeanors. It is almost unheard of for him to elevate a bookkeeping misdemeanor, which is what this case is, to a felony. So not only is this a political rig job, he is actually doing the opposite of almost everything that he does for every other case that he deals with. That is, generally speaking, he takes felonies and lowers them to misdemeanors. Here he is taking a misdemeanor and elevating it to a felony. They did a search of how many cases are similar to this right now in Manhattan. misdemeanor elevated to a felony based on a second law. Almost non-existent for anybody but Donald Trump. So we're not only talking about a political prosecution, we're talking about a political prosecution without precedent in the way that Alvin Bragg treats other criminal-related issues. And we're now seeing this entire case fall apart because they can't seat anyone on the jury without them lying. Because the truth of the matter is this. Yes, there's going to be pressure on jurors. But also there's going to be jurors who potentially get book deals. Can you imagine if you are a left-winger who hates Trump, and there are a lot of them, especially in Manhattan, you get seated on this jury, you keep all of your notes, you aggressively keep track of everything that happens during the course of the trial, you convict Trump, and then you write the book about you being a juror on the trial and the conviction of Trump that occurred. That person might well get a multi-million dollar book advance. Now they'll try to say, hey, we don't want you keeping notes. Hey, we don't want you writing a book. But once the conviction occurs, somebody's going to write a book. And if you are the juror who makes that happen, you're a hero on the left. You can catapult that into a life worth of salary from one book. Conversely, if this trial completely falls apart and there isn't a conviction and you're a juror who refuses to convict, you could become a hero on the right. Now, you might have to move out of Manhattan. But are you telling me that these jurors aren't aware of that? Do they have functional brains? Of course they're aware of that. Other than the OJ trial, which we know was a ridiculously racist rig job, refusing to convict him because of what happened to Rodney King, there hasn't been a jury in the last 30 years that is anywhere near as famous as the jury will become on this trial. So don't sell me the idea that these jurors don't understand the implications of the value that they can unlock in their own personal lives if they end up on this jury trial and if they are partisan in nature. They're not imbeciles. Now, I understand why a lot of people don't want to be on the jury trial. I understand why some of you out there would say, this is the last thing I need. I understand why a lot of you out there who may be Trump supporters in New York City would say, I don't want this. Because a lot of you are probably undercover already. I'm in Seattle right now. I spoke at the Hillsdale event. I met a lot of our listeners last night. A lot of them came up to me and said, we're undercover. One woman said, Hillsdale sent me a bumper sticker. She said, there's no way I would put that on my car living in the Seattle area because it would get defaced and someone would rip it off and something might happen to me if they found out that I was the kind of person who supported Hillsdale College. A lot of you listening to me right now are, I bet, undercover. Some of you are in your offices right now and you're listening to me in your earbuds and you're camouflaging who you're listening to because you're afraid your coworkers might find out. That's very common in New York City. That's common in Seattle where I am right now. Many of you who live in leftist cities are undercover because you're worried about what would happen to you at your own job. So I actually think there's tons of people out there who would support Trump that don't want to be on this jury because they're afraid they would get outed because they might not be willing to convict. We mentioned yesterday one of the jurors that's seated is an attorney. Let me tell you, a lot of law firms won't even allow their law firm to represent Donald Trump. If I were an attorney at a big firm in New York City, and I was a Trump supporter, I would probably have to keep that quiet. Almost need a secret handshake. Do I want to be on that jury trial? If it comes out that I was a juror who refused to convict, it could be the end of your legal career. Your partners might force you out of the law firm if you voted on a jury that you didn't think Trump was guilty. Conversely, if you were on the jury and you were in that law firm, the firm might reward you if you were on and you shepherded a guilty verdict. This is the world we're in, man. So I understand some people who are like, hey, I don't want to be involved in this. This is going to blow my life up. I can't stay in Manhattan and be a Trump guy anymore or a Trump gal if I got seated on this jury. I just want out. I can't be impartial. I think there's lots of people saying that. On the flip side, the reward in Manhattan, if you put Trump, send him up to the big house, I think is substantial because it's an 87 to 90% anti-Trump audience. Your employer might reward you. It's not going to stun you. Some of our Clay and Buck employees who live in the New York City area, they have to really stay undercover. They don't want to get outed as the Trump person. I'm telling you, in Seattle, the conversations that I was having last night, there's a lot of fear about even acknowledging what your politics are if you're not a left-winger right now. So it would take someone incredibly brave to actually apply the facts here and call out effectively Alvin Bragg for rigging the game in favor of left-wingers. And I think there's a lot of people who just don't want to get in that fight. Irrespective of the fact that you've got a rigged jury pool already that hates Trump, even a lot of the people who love Trump don't want to get outed as Trump people. I mean, it's a scary world that the left has created. And what it all adds up to, in my opinion, is a trial, a prosecutor, and a jury pool that is all so directly rigged and polluted and bogus that it's impossible to even contemplate how true justice could happen in this case. I'll take some of your calls. 800-282-2882. Again, big breaking news. Two of the jurors have been removed. We've got a report from right outside of the courthouse about the second juror and why he was removed. I will play that for you when we come back. In the meantime, I told you I was at a Hillsdale event last night. Larry Arn, the leader of Hillsdale, I left that event saying, I want my kids to apply to go to Hillsdale. Not sure they'll get in. Only 20% of the applicants get in. But man, he is the kind of leader that we need at more universities right now. And I love Larry Arn and everything that he is standing for at Hillsdale right now. He even told me last night, he said, almost everybody we admit to Hillsdale now has a perfect GPA. High school GPA, they absolutely kill it. He said in his 20 years, they have only had, I believe the number was 20 students graduate from Hillsdale with a 4.0 at that university. Average GPA is 2.85. I said, how does that happen? He said, we want you to work hard and we want you to learn, but we don't do grade inflation. You know, almost everybody gets an A in almost every college out there. Hillsdale is so committed to the idea of education, they got a crazy idea. Not everybody should get an A. Not everybody. Only 20 people in 20 years have been capable of even getting A's in everything. I kind of love it. I love everything about this school. And they do and are having such a tremendous impact all over the nation. Hillsdale has had a ton of Supreme Court clerks. It's kind of unheard of. I believe they have 4 Hillsdale graduates on the Supreme Court clerking right now. Every judge only gets 4. So you're talking about 36 Supreme Court clerks. Hillsdale's had 4 recently. I was talking to Dr. Arn. They have 7 people now who went to their journalism program, credit to the Wall Street Journal, working at the Wall Street Journal right now. Imprimis is going out to millions of people. It's their free newsletter. You need to be checking this out. My mom texted me yesterday.
and said that she has taken a couple of the free Hillsdale courses that are available on the internet for everybody. She got set up, maybe you should as well, by going to clayandbuckforhillsdale.com right now. That's clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. No cost at all to get Imprima sent to your house. I promise you will love this. Over 6 million people, they said now, are getting Imprima sent to them. Go sign up. Get it for free. I think you'll enjoy what you read there. clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. One more time, clayandbuckforhillsdale.com. Helen's fired up. She just emailed me. A-hole. You had no right to complain about the South Carolina man calling in. Keep it up, Scooter. You're going to lose your job. What a total jerk you are. Thank you for the email, Helen. It's always great to hear from fans. Helen has emailed me now, I think, 8 times, telling me that she's never going to listen to the show. She's never going to listen to the show again. And then every time I say something that upsets her, she immediately emails and lets me know that I'm going to lose my job soon. But I do love Helen. Let me say this, too, by the way. I'm out in Seattle right now, and we've got news we're going to get to in a moment. But I just want to say, notwithstanding Helen's angry email, every time I meet listeners, you guys face-to-face are the nicest people on the planet. I got an email. So I spoke at Hillsdale last night. I got an email from one of you saying that he does genealogy for fun. And he say loves the show. I'm not going to give his full name, but Thomas. Thomas emailed me and said, hey, I know you're a history guy. I love the show. I do ancestry research and genealogy research for fun. So, oh, that's super cool. I emailed him back. And he said, I would be interested in your last name. He asked me, are you related to a guy who fought in the Battle of Hastings in 1066 in England? I said, Thomas, you know what? I have no idea. He said, would you like me to do your family history, the Travis family history? I said, yeah, sure. 24 hours later, late last night when I got back, I'm not kidding. This is amazing. This is, I think, representative of you guys as a whole. Helen's angry, and I think it's funny when people get angry, and so I shared that. But Thomas is actually representative of most listeners out there. Last night when I got back from the Hillsdale speech that I gave, Hillsdale College out here in Seattle, he had emailed me, and he had researched my family history 27 generations, all the way back to 1030 in England. And he shared with me that the etymology of my name, my last name is Travis, derives from Travers. And in the 1600s, my family immigrated, the Travis family did, to Virginia and changed the spelling of the name to Travis. He doesn't know me at all. That was, by the way, 9 generations ago in 1642 when my family arrived in Virginia. How crazy is that? He's just a listener and he said, hey, would you like to know your family's whole history? 24 hours later, he's got 27 generations of Travismen going all the way back to 1030. And he's got me a location for the ancestral homeland in England that I now need to go visit. And I know on a day-to-day basis, there's all sorts of craziness going on. And we're talking about the 2 jurors who have been dismissed if you first got in your car today. Buck is out with his lovely wife, Carrie. They're out Thursday, Friday. He'll be back with me Monday. Just a quick little vacation for the 2 of them. So if you're wondering where Buck is. But I know he would sign off on this, too. The amount of kindness in this audience is truly off the charts. And while every now and then I like to share an email from Helen, because I think, frankly, the hate is sometimes funnier than the love is far more common. And so if they're caller and calls in here and I give him a hard time because I think he's got a really bad argument, like our guy in South Carolina who's fired up because everybody should say exactly what they think all the time, that doesn't mean I don't like him too. But I think it's important to try to contemplate how wide the audience is for a show like this and how whatever your experience might be in your particular jurisdiction, the average South Carolinian has a very different life than the average member of a New York City woke company. Or where I am in Seattle, and I'm particularly thinking about it because so many people came up to me in what is a great city, Seattle, furious about the direction that this community has gone. And I always think it's important. This is a stat that blows everybody's mind. In 2020, more people in California voted for Donald Trump than voted for Donald Trump in Texas. Now, that's a function of population. But we talk very often about red state, blue state. It's important to remember more people voted for Donald Trump in California than in any state in the country. And if you are fortunate enough to live in a red state, as I am, and in a red county of that red state, as I do, it's important not to forget that there are a lot of people who have the same opinions as you behind enemy lines who are supremely frustrated at what their hometowns or their home states are doing. And you can't overlook them. And I bet a lot of you out there, you just had a jaw drop moment when you realized, wait a minute, yeah, more people voted for Trump in California than any state in America. More people voted for Trump in California than in Texas. We have to be careful in understanding how many different people have different realities. So you can be cocky and brash if you're fortunate enough to live in a red county, red state. You, frankly, don't have anything what it's like to live in Manhattan where 87% of people might disagree with you on a day-to-day basis. Buck has experienced this because he lives in New York City. He truly had no idea that we could go to a college football game and everyone there would love us. That there are whole stadiums just about filled up with people who agree with everything he says because he's surrounded as a kid and throughout his growth, growing up period, as an adult in New York City. And it is hard to make a living if you're a Trump person and super outspoken about it in many different professions right now in New York City. And so I understand why many of you out there listen to this show for a breath of sanity in an otherwise insane place. And I think that's why, as a group, this show is so incredibly kind. It really kind of blows my mind how great you guys are. So I wanted to say that because I met a lot of you yesterday in Seattle. And if you're interested, Hillsdale is going to post my full talk. I spoke for an hour as the keynote speaker at their banquet last night, Hillsdale College. And I think a lot of you would probably enjoy that. And I will share it. Hillsdale, let me know. They'll put it up at clayandbuck4hillsdale.com linked so you guys can all go see what that speech was like. It was a fabulous time. I've had a great experience out here. And it was fantastic to meet so many of you. Like I said, Buck will be back on Monday. We talked about two jurors being excused, one of whom I think may well face perjury charges or should face perjury charges because there is a report that he did not disclose that he had been arrested in a political related case in the 1990s in Westchester County, just outside of New York City. We'll keep an update on that and how the trial is progressing there. But I did want to share a story that I think potentially is emblematic of good news in the country. And I believe we have a cut of audio of this. But Google fired 28 employees who protested the work that Google is doing for the Israeli government. And I want to play that audio for you. And then the CEO of Google sent out a message, and I read it, and I thought to myself, you know what? This sounds like a good sign. You have the right to have whatever opinion you want. You shouldn't be able to terrorize people at your job with your political opinions. Here's a cut of that protest that led to 28 different Google employees being fired.
Google, Google! you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide.
We charge you with genocide.
No Google, Google, you can't hide.
No Google, Google, you can't hide.
You are funding genocide.
You are funding genocide.
All right. Those employees all fired. Google just said, nah, we're not doing this. Here is what Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, said in an email. I'm reading from part of it. You may have seen reports of protests at some of our offices yesterday. Unfortunately, a number of employees brought the event into our buildings in New York and Sunnyvale. They took over office space, defaced our property, and physically impeded the work of other Googlers. Their behavior was unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. We placed employees involved under investigation and cut their access to our systems. Those who refused to leave were arrested by law enforcement and removed from our offices. Following investigation, this is all in bold, today we terminated the employment of 28 employees found to be involved. We will continue to investigate and take action as needed. Behavior like this has no place in our workplace, and we will not tolerate it. It clearly violates multiple policies all employees must adhere to. We're a place of business, and every Googler is expected to read our policies and apply them to how they conduct themselves and communicate in our workplace. The overwhelming majority of our employees do the right thing. If you're one of the few who are tempted to think we're going to overlook conduct that violates our policies, think again. The company takes this extremely seriously and will continue to apply our longstanding policies to take action against disruptive behavior up to and including termination. Oh, I love it. I love it. All of you should be able to have any political opinion you want on the planet outside of work. The analogy that I've always used is if you want to drive a truck for UPS or FedEx and you want to pull in at work with a Trump bumper sticker, or frankly, if you're one of the four people in America who actually has a Joe Biden bumper sticker, I think you should be able to do it. But if you showed up with your UPS package in political paraphernalia, I would not want you employed by UPS or FedEx because I just want you to deliver a package. If I go into McDonald's and I want a hamburger, I don't want you to tell me meat's murder. I just want you to give me a burger. If I go into Walmart, I don't want you to ask my opinion on abortion when I'm trying to check out with my Mountain Dew. That's America. That's most Americans. For a long time, left-wingers have been able to say whatever they want at work, and there are no consequences. And if you chirp a little bit something on the right side, boom, you're gone. This Google action, immediately firing 28 people who are accusing Google of genocide for doing work with Israel. I love it. Should be the precedent everywhere. I tie it in. I'm seeing this start to occur. We talked about Vanderbilt University. They showed up protesting. Students got charged with a crime. Boom, they got booted. Columbia, when we come back, I'm going to give you the latest at Columbia University, one of the Ivy League institutions that so many people have aspired to. The NYPD just showed up on campus. They've had Palestinian protesters take over the quad with tents. They said, we're done with this. They're now grabbing and arresting anyone who won't leave the quad. This is live right now on Fox News. We'll get a report from our undercover operatives in New York City when we come back. In the meantime, sounds like people are starting to show like they got some testosterone. I didn't even know Sundar Pichai had it in him at Google to actually enforce the rules and show that he's the boss. Maybe he's taking chalk. Maybe his testosterone level got so low, he was so tired, he said, you know what? I'm a secret Clay and Buck listener, and I got to try out this new chalk product that they've been talking about. Maybe he thought to himself, I'm over 40 now. My testosterone's not at what it once was. I used to be able to stride across the entire world and dominate, and now I don't have that energy anymore. I'm going to have to fire a bunch of left-wing loons. I need to have some testosterone in my life. I like to give the credit to Chalk. CHOQ, go check it out right now. If you don't have the energy that you used to have, you can get hooked up in a big way. All you have to do is go to CHOQ.com, use my name, Clay, and you can get 20% off a subscription for life. Makes a tremendous difference in your life. give you some energy so you don't walk around like Joe Biden every day, so you don't let people walk all over you every single day. You'll be glad that you did it. Get hooked up now. It is a fantastic offer, and they do tremendous work. And our buddy Seton, who is a lifelong Texan, multi-generation down there, he has put out a product that all of you can be proud on and that maybe will give a little bit more spine to everybody. Male Vitality Stack, get your testosterone level up 20% just 3 months by taking it. Supercharged spring sale on any subscription for life. If you go to choq.com right now and use my name, Clay, as the promo code, you'll get hooked up today.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
I'm in Seattle. One of our big supporters of the show in Seattle just came in. And I was just asking. They can remain hidden. I said, can you share your politics in Seattle? And they said, and I'm saying they not because their preferred pronoun is neither male nor female, but because it's harder to figure out who it might be. They said they had an American flag in the window. Just an American flag broken. And the American flag, the window was broken. The American flag was ripped out. I got a lot of emails from many of you all over the country. I want to read this one. And it's amazing how many people, even emailing me, are saying, please don't actually use my name. email that I just got. Working in a very liberal field. Hi. I just wanted to respond to the gentleman from South Carolina about keeping your side to yourself. I'm a professor in a large university. If I ever shared I support Trump, I would be skewered, pure and simple. Instead, I make certain I keep my classes neutral, unlike many others. With that in mind, please don't share my name. Love your show, anonymous listener. We are deluged right now with VIPs out there saying that they know exactly what it's like to have to stay quiet. Mary says, hopefully I'm not getting anybody in trouble by using just this name. If you worked for the federal government during Obama, you could not let anyone know your politics. 30-year career, no one ever talked politics there until Obama. I had to listen to Obama followers stand in the halls and disparage Republicans, knowing that if I spoke up, I would have lost my job. I retired because I couldn't work around the horrible and illegal actions. I can only imagine the pain of current Republican federal employees, if any still remain. Joanne, thanks so much for taking up for people in the workplace who would be fired for speaking out. I have two sons in high positions here in blank. They are staunch conservatives for Trump that would be fired for speaking out. I'm 75 years old and live in an area where I can't even wear my Trump shirt or I would have a tax. Thanks. Clay, Lisa writes, Clay, I work at my alma mater in the Boston area. My job is unique, part of a specific project I love. If I were to speak against the groupthink and wokeness here, I would be fired. As you said, no paying the mortgage or caring for my elderly widowed mom. There isn't another job like this one in town or anywhere else. When we have anonymous surveys, I do push back, but my 25-year career was nearly ended over the vax mandates. No appeals, no reason. Do I feel isolated? You bet. I left many a meeting in tears during the 2016-2020 elections. Imagine trying to socialize with other employees or, God forbid, trying to date up here. Thanks for keeping people like me in mind. A lot of these. I'm a small business owner trying to survive after COVID. I live in southeast Wisconsin, probably one of the most polarized areas in the country. We're staunch conservatives, passionately Catholic, proud Americans. I cannot wait all caps to vote for Trump. I'm also an old millennial, 38 years old, and when I tell you we cannot be outwardly political, it's not because I'm scared. I'm not. The vitriol, the hate, and the backlash to my business isn't worth it. They would ruin this business. I wish I had the privilege of living in South Carolina. These are all reactions that are immediately rolling in from our caller in South Carolina who was calling out the cowardice of people who live in blue cities or blue states and aren't outwardly outspoken about their political beliefs. And I just asked him to consider what it might be like to not live in a red part of a red state. And huge numbers of people across the country are in that position every single day. Now, you still have the opportunity to support businesses that respect you nationwide and to listen to media that respects you. But a lot of them have to do it undercover. And I just think it's important. One of the advantages that we have is we travel all over the country. And I'm thinking about it far more because of last night in Seattle and the number of people who came up to me and said, we're behind enemy lines here. We can't even put a Hillsdale College bumper sticker on our car for fear what someone might do in reacting to that. To say nothing of a Trump flag or a Trump sticker in many of these different locations. And so we've got to win. And we got to win in 2024 and help to return sanity to this country. I do think that what I just talked about with Google firing 28 employees, with Vanderbilt University firing students, suspending students, kicking them out of school, with Columbia, of all places, calling in the NYPD to clear all of the protesters off of their central campus and arrest people who refuse to leave. Remember, it was only 4 years ago that on Columbia's campus, they were saying police are awful. We want them nowhere near any one of our students. And now the university's calling in police and saying, hey, oh, by the way, can you please get all these knucklehead protesters out of their tents off this campus? We need them arrested, and we need them arrested now. I think for many people out there, the Israel-Palestine conflict has been a time for choosing. You're either on the side of Israel having the right to defend itself after the most brazen attack upon Israelis since the Holocaust. People on social media love to talk about how Trump is Hitler. Pretty confident that Hitler didn't have grandchildren who were Jewish. Pretty confident that Hitler wasn't and wouldn't be today beloved all throughout Israel. But a lot of people want to talk about others who have different political opinions as if they are Nazis. Meanwhile, they're supporting the people who are willing to kill Jews because they're Jewish to the largest extent since World War II, since the Holocaust happened. I said last night, and the people at Hillsdale love this, I probably should say it more often on the show, I would like to raise money for all the LGBTQI activists out there, whatever the total number of letters is. I will fly them personally to Israel. I will escort them to Palestine so that they can have a march in favor of gay rights all throughout Palestine right now. I want them to actually see what happens when Gays for Palestine actually goes to Palestine and advocates for gay people. Most of them would never return. They would be murdered in cold blood immediately. They have the luxury of protesting in America because of Western civilization, which embraces free speech and basic human rights. Two things that do not exist anywhere in Palestine. We have the largest generation of highly educated idiots in the history of the world. And many of them are finally coming face to face with the reality of their broken worldview, such that everyone has to decide, are you on the side of Israel or are you on the side of Palestine? Do you support terrorists or do you support freedom? And I would just venture, I would offer, what was the headline the other day that I had to share with you, that I was an anti-gay protester? Anti-gay bigot, I think they called me, for saying that I think that men shouldn't be able to play in women's sports. In an effort to repair my relationship with the LGBTQPIGQ population, whatever the letters are, I'm going to charter a plane and I will fly you to Palestine to protest in favor of gay rights. If you have people that would like to get on that plane, let me know. I will charter it. I will personally fund it. I will help take you to the border of Palestine. I'll even allow you to bring your poster boards. I'll even allow you to bring all of your vagina hats. I think it'll be very well received inside of Palestine. Maybe you can wear a burqa and put the vagina hat on top of it. I'm sure they would love that in Palestine. They won't go, probably, although I'll pay for it. Because deep down they understand how full of crap they really are. They are using all of the values of Western civilization that they now deride, all those awful old white men who created the greatest legacy of freedom in the history of the world through the rise of Western civilization. They're using all of the benefits of capitalism, all of the benefits of free speech and Western civilization to deride capitalism, free speech, and Western civilization. And they're all so freaking dumb, they don't even understand where their freedoms to protest come from. They're trying to destroy the foundation and the fabric of this country that has provided them the legacy and the opportunity and the freedom to even make their ignorant, absurd arguments. We come back. I'll close up shop here on the Thursday edition of the program. Take some more of your calls. Appreciate all the feedback. Love all of you. And I'll also tell you a little bit more about the speech that I gave last night at Hillsdale College with Dr. Larry Arnn there in attendance and why his talk so impressed me. All that and more. We'll continue to give the latest update on the Trump trial as well and on the eviction of all of those pro-Palestine protesters from Colombia. This is certainly a crazy time. And in crazy times, you might think to yourself, you know what? I want to protect the things that I care about the most inside of my house. And that's probably your family. But what about the possessions inside of your house that you want to make sure are not able to be stolen? You know, now you're supposed to just let people show up at your house and steal your things because you're too fortunate if you have possessions inside of your home. You know, that's what they say in San Francisco. It would be racist to call the police if somebody shows up and starts stealing your things because, well, the people who are trying to steal your things, they don't have as much as you. So you should just let them take it. Well, I tend to think that most of you probably disagree. And that's why Liberty Safes can come in handy. Whether you have jewelry, cash, important documents, whatever it might be, Liberty Safe will fit anywhere. There's more than 30 models, 24 colors, thousands of custom options, guaranteed for life, delivered and installed by an expert, available right now while you're listening. You can shop libertysafe.com/radio for a customized Fortress Strong Liberty Safe. Use the promo coupon code radio for a 10% discount for supporting Liberty Safes made in America by Americans. You'll also get a free $60 value locking gun vault with your Liberty Safe purchase set aside for this audience only. If you need a safe, now's the time. Go online to libertysafe.com/radio. Use the same word radio as the promo code to get that 10% off. Again, libertysafe.com/radio, 10% off using that promo code radio.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.